Mix 101.7, Saturday morning huddle, and focusing in on Sioux Central at this time. Talking with Rebels coach Brandon Goodchild as the Rebels go to Haywarden last night, and West Sioux comes out on top 46-12. West Sioux, I know, Brandon, they've been ranked all, if not most, of the season, and just a really good team.
You know, going in, we kind of knew that they had some really good athletes. You know, they got three seniors that lead their team. Their quarterback's a good player, and then a couple running backs and a receiver. They got an explosive offense. We knew that going in.
Their quarterback, you mentioned Porter Hummel, one of those seniors. I know he set the state single game passing record earlier in the season. Did he get it done again through the air last night against you?
Yeah, right. You know, he's a good athlete. I can see kind of how he can set the single game state record. He throws a nice ball. He's got good awareness in the pocket and can scramble. So he's got a little bit of everything.
Well, let's talk more about you guys. And Carter Beckman and Mac Pryor each had a touchdown for you on the ground, and Carter getting more carries with Brady Rusk still on the sidelines, and Carter coming through last night, 39 attempts, 183 yards.
Right, he kind of carried the load for us. We kind of knew, but he stepped up. You know, being a sophomore, it's a good thing to see. Brady Rusk being out, we got to hope. You know, maybe Brady Rusk can come back next week and finish the season. But if not, you know, Carter's done a nice job for us, and he's kind of developed.
And Mac had another solid game on the ground, too, with 72 yards.
Right. He had 15 carries and 72 yards and one TD. you know, he made some big plays in there, and he didn't necessarily carry the load this week, but he stepped up when we needed him.
Any other highlights or things that stood out from you guys last night?
You know, one of the things we knew going in, we knew that they had a good offense, and our game plan going in was to try to control the football. And, you know, when their offense can score in short notice, I think we had the ball 38 minutes out of the entire game, which is kind of an accomplishment there. But defensively, we had to stop their explosive offense there, and we kind of struggled at times there. So
you had the time of possession in your favor and got a couple of fumble recoveries, I see, one by Carter and a freshman, Jake Hansen, with
right.
The other. But, you know, West Sioux comes out on top. But next week, you're in a pretty good situation going to Woodbury Central. Pretty simple. Winner gets into the postseason.
Right. You know, and seniors, they got to be happy to be in this situation here. You know, this is the best scenario you could be in, the last game of the season. You win, you're in. Lose, you're out. You know, and last game of the season for those guys.
Some words there from Sioux Central coach Brandon Goodchild. As thanks as always for the time, Brandon, and we will talk again shortly.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ryan.